Welcome to the Network Marketing Made Simple podcast. I am your host, Scott Aaron, and each and every week I'm going to come to you with short, simple, and powerful tactics of how you can grow your network marketing business, brand, bank account, and impact on those around you. And just remember, network marketing is not easy, but it can be made easy with simple steps to create the success that you truly deserve. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Network Marketing Made Simple. So excited to share today's content. And as you saw in the description of this episode, these are three things that if you focus on these three things for the next 12 months, it will absolutely change your business and your income. Now, before we get into today's episode, if you click on the description of this, there are a couple things that I want to direct you guys to. Number one is my free Facebook accountability group called Network Marketing Leads for Life. All you have to do is click on the link. It takes you right there and you can join. We're approaching 1,100 members now, which is absolutely amazing and so grateful for it. I do a couple bonus trainings in there for free every single week, and it would be great to have you in there. The second thing is my book bundle. So if you click the two links below in the description of this, it'll take you to my two LinkedIn books. Number one, the LinkedIn book for network marketing, my first bestseller, but also the follow-up to that, which is my most recent bestseller, the marketing workbook for LinkedIn, which goes right along with it. So not only can you read the first book, but you can have the workbook that goes along with it to do the accountability exercises to get and to see even better results on LinkedIn. So enjoy those. So in today's episode, like I said, these are three things that if you focus on them for the next 12 months, a year starting today, a year from now, your business and your income will be completely different if you focus on these three things. So number one, focus for the next year, leading with the business instead of the products. Every single person in network marketing, and you guys have heard me say this before, be a salmon in a world of fish. Go against the grain. Everyone is leading with the product, closing with the product, and then saying, oh, by the way, there's a business opportunity here. But here's the problem with that. If you are talking about the business as an, oh, by the way, statement, how do you think that person is going to treat it? Exactly like an, oh, by the way, statement. But if you reverse engineer that, if you do the opposite, if your primary conversation is the business opportunity and your secondary conversation is the products, this person is going to have the mindset of the business in the front of their mind and not in the back of their mind. And here's the best thing about leading with the business and closing with the products. They are still starting their journey the same way that everybody else does, with a product experience, except they're starting that product experience because of the business opportunity. Because you guys have heard me say this before. No one is going to go to a restaurant, or people are going to be more likely to go to a restaurant that you have personally been to, where you told the person about how the food was, how the ambiance was, and how the service was, as opposed to one that you just heard about or read about in a magazine. So if you can wrap your mind around moving forward from this day forward, spending the next year, no matter where you're doing your prospecting, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, whether it's LinkedIn, TikTok, Pinterest, YouTube, focus on the business opportunity. Because at the end of the day, the people that build the largest distribution channels of other consumers and other builders who have other builders and have other consumers who have other builders and have other consumers and so on and so on. That is how you create leveraged residual income in network marketing. If you're enrolling just consumers, week after week, month after month, year after year, it's not going to happen. You can't build a downline of tens of thousands of people on your own. You need a team to do it. And the way that that can happen is leading with the business and closing with the products. So that's number one. Number two, as hard as this may be, because I'm talking about the carrots that are dangled in front of you guys. Enroll 10 people, you get this bonus. You're going to go on this trip. You're going to win this free room at this free hotel. What I want you guys to do is focus on the residual income side, the business side, instead of the active income side. So you may be thinking to yourself, Scott, what is the difference between residual income and active income? Well, residual income is the income that you make in network marketing that is based off of the team activity that you're building. So you enroll someone, you get volume from that product purchase, and it goes up to you. You enroll a couple business builders, whatever they're bringing in, that gets filtered back up to you. So you're accumulating all of this business volume from the activity below you. And you create that residual income from the amount of people that you actually have doing the business. So if you're building the business by yourself and you're enrolling one person a week, you're going to have the volume of just one person a week coming into your business, which will eventually create residual income, a very small amount, and it's going to take a long time to happen. But just imagine for a second, you had five people building with you. So it was you and five people, which means there's six of you building, and all six of you enroll one person a week. Guess what? The five people that those five individuals enroll in their business, you get the volume of all of that. So now, instead of getting the volume of just one person, you're getting the volume of six people, six times the volume, which means you're going to create residual income six times faster. Now, active income. Active income is when a company pays you for a one-time bonus. So you enroll someone, they give you X amount of dollars that one time. If that person orders again, you're just getting the volume. You're not getting another enrollment bonus because they're already enrolled. That's active money. If you hit a rank advancement, you get a bonus. Typically, if your business falls back and then you fall forward and hit that rank again, typically they're not going to pay you that rank advancement again, unless some companies do something called a quote-unquote reset, where you have the ability to continue to build your business and you can hit a rank again and they can give you another active bonus. But still, during that reset, if you fall back and move forward, you're only going to get that bonus one time. Active money is not residual and it will run out. If you don't enroll, you don't earn any money. But the great thing is, even if you're not enrolling people every single week, but your team is, that volume is still accumulating from all of the people that are entering into your business, which means you will still create residual income. But if you don't have a team building with you and you're only focused on the active income side, if you don't enroll someone for 4 weeks, you are not earning income for 4 weeks. But during those 4 weeks, if you did have people building along with you, you would be earning income along the way. So that's why I want you guys to focus the next 12 months on focusing on the residual income side instead of the active income side. Now, I'm not telling you to stop enrolling people. I want you to continue to enroll people, but enroll people for the business so they enroll people for the business and so on and so on. That's how the compounded effect of residual income can take place. So that's number two. And finally, number three. for the next 12 months, I want you to focus on the quality people instead of the quantity of people. And you will hear different things. You will hear people say, listen, enroll as many people as you can this month. Enroll 20 people in 30 days. No, don't. That you can't duplicate that. You can't teach someone to enroll 20 people in 30 days, nor can you support those 20 people the proper way in getting them started in their business. You would have no life. You don't have the time to do that. That's why, and this is what I always tell my clients, anyone that's worked with me that's listened to this on LinkedIn, what do I tell you? One new builder a month. One new quality person a month. My good buddy, Rob from the UK. He's in a network marketing company and he's brought in 5 new builders in the last 12 weeks. So over the last 3 months, he's brought in 5 new business builders. So over one a month. But it's the quality people that will lead to the quantity of people. Because think about that. If you're just bringing in anybody and they're not going to do the business, how is that helping your business? It's not. They're going to order the products for a while. Eventually, they're going to fall off and stop ordering, and then you lose everything altogether. But if you focus on one new quality person a month, I understand, and it may be hard to understand this concept because it probably goes against everything that your upline is telling you, everything that your company is telling you, and it may sound and feel icky. But what do we know about? We know that getting uncomfortable is what really changes things in your network marketing business. So if you focus the next year on really connecting and bringing the quality people in that are coachable, that are driven, that are motivated, that don't need their hand held, that want to build their own team underneath you and have other people build under them and so on, your business will change. But if you continue to run an adult daycare center where you want it more for the people that you're bringing in, it's not going to happen. So for the next 12 months, lead with the business and close with the products. Focus on the residual income side instead of the active income side, and focus on the quality people instead of the quantity of people. And remember, use the links in the description of this episode to join my free accountability Facebook group, the Network Marketing Leads for Life group, but also get the book bundle. If you're not ready to coach with me, but you want to start learning LinkedIn from afar, get the LinkedIn book for network marketing and get the companion workbook, the marketing workbook for LinkedIn. It will help you get started. So guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please enjoy the rest of your days and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you again so much for checking out this week's episode. And if you can, head over to iTunes, search for Network Marketing Made Simple, leave me a 5-star rating, basic review. I would be grateful for all of the support you guys can give me. And again, if you'd be interested in learning more how to utilize LinkedIn to grow your business, your brand, and your bank account, head over to my website, www.scottaron.net. Fill out the form for your free 15-minute discovery call so I can learn more about you, your business, and how we can work together. And again, thank you guys so much. Grateful for you all, and I'll see you next time.